also get rid of all concepts of what a teacher is supposed to act like. I'm just going to be uncensored for all period. I will not be, if I feel like saying a curse word, it's going to come straight out of my mouth. If I feel like not, won't. I'm going to see who I'm safe with and who God can come through me with without judgment. How else am I going to ever have it? How else am I going to ever have it unless I reveal myself and see who sticks around? Now, my greatest fear is that nobody will. That's always the great fear about being yourself, is that you think you're going to lose.
Yeah.
You're going to lose somebody. And the only thing you ever lose are the people you can't be yourself with. But those are usually the ones you're most emotionally attached to. Why else would you hang on to them? Why else would you hang on to someone who in a relationship you don't experience happiness with unless you were attached to them?
Right.
And you can't let, it's what you read, it's kind of logic, kind of explains all of it to me now. Why was I sticking it out when I was so unhappy? Well, I was attached, literally attached to that person through my grievance. They had a grievance with me because I wasn't doing it right, or they'd be treating me better. I had a grievance with them, or I'd be treating them right. So we hooked together by our mutual grievance. That's what's keeping us linked, even though we can't talk to each other. We can't get away from each other because we linked in our grievance. And I want to get away from you. Why can't I? Because you're connected with your grievance. I would always jokingly tell myself, you can always tell when somebody has forgiven the other person in a relationship. They say, how? And so they break up. Some of y'all got that.
Some of y'all got it.
I'm saying that they are either in love or they're martyrs. You know what I'm saying? Either they're really in love, because in order to stay together, you would have to love each other, because if you don't love yourself, you can't accept love. So a person that doesn't love themselves, they could never accept something that they can have. People who don't love themselves are never attracted to what they can have. So y'all didn't have each other, so the chase was on. Well, two people don't know what love is, they can do the chase, because it's all about what I don't have and trying to get it, right? Then we finally get each other. Okay. What I'm not good at is being able to appreciate what I have. So that's when the trouble begins. Because now I have you, but I don't know what to do with that. I'm used to chasing without finding. I finally found you. I don't know what the hell to do with you. So all of a sudden, I want to separate. So we start coming up with weird, crazy ways to separate from each other. Simply because we're so afraid of joining, because we don't know how to keep what we can have. We're used to going after what we can't have. So the truth is, when you join somebody in a relationship, at the point you're actually in the relationship, that is the point that demands that you learn what love is in order to stay together. It's a perfect setup. If you really love each other or want to, then you know you're going to have to learn how to appreciate what you can have so you won't get rid of each other. I want you so bad, but I don't know how to appreciate what I have. I'm used to chasing. But I really don't want to lose you. So I'm going to learn how to really remove every block in me that would keep me from appreciating you. See the spiritual purpose of the relationship? Because I don't want to lose you. Because I know how to seek, but I don't know how to find. And I finally found you. Okay. Paragraph 2. It's so much fun to be in a relationship with somebody who knows that they don't know what love is, but they really want to. That's the best person in the world to me to be in a relationship with. Someone who knows they absolutely don't know nothing about love, but they really want to. But those people who tell me they love me, and they don't have the slightest idea what they mean, and then they're gone in an instant, or mad, or upset, and I don't want any more of them. I want to leave them alone. I want them to be happy. But I don't want to personally connect. Then it says, the analysis of ego motivation is very complicated, very obscure, and never without your own ego involvement. So So me sitting around analyzing where you're coming from is very complicated, very obscuring, and it always brings my own fear into it. So when I'm sitting around analyzing everybody else, it's complicated, and it always gets my own ego and my own fear involved. Now, why do I try to analyze where other people are coming from? He says, it's a clear-cut attempt to demonstrate your own ability to understand what you perceive. You are trying to demonstrate to yourself that you understand what you see. You are trying to convince yourself that you understand what you're looking at right now. And how you're doing that is through analyzing what's going on right now. So you can convince yourself that you understand what's going on right now. So you're so busy trying to figure out where everyone is coming from around you right now, because you're trying to convince yourself you know what's going on around you. You're analyzing everything around you because you're trying to convince yourself that you know what's going on around you. Mm-hmm.
If we signed your sheet the other day, do I need to sign this one too? I don't know if you got rid of that sheet or...
Yeah, if you're not on that one, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, and the seminars is $100. And I do credit cards too. And the first 20 to pay people out of 20. And it's innocent either way it goes, you know what I'm saying? I'm excited about getting with those 20 people. Because there's one level you teach when we're all dropping in, which is beautiful. But there's a whole nother level that you teach when everybody's focused in together at the same time, and you're able to continue with that same group of people for a period of time. That's why I'm doing just 20, so I can get up close and personal.
Are you gonna do more than one, or are you gonna be out here on that weekend?
If there's enough people that want to, mm-hmm. I would. I'm getting ready to take it on the road, but this is still going to be home base. Oh, this is deep, y'all. It says, what we're attempting to do is to demonstrate we have the ability to understand what we're looking at, and this is shown by the fact that you react to your interpretations as if your interpretations were correct. Then you may control your reactions behaviorally, but not emotionally. This would obviously be a split or an attack on the integrity of your mind, pitting one level within your mind against another level of your mind. So the Course just told us that we react to our interpretations as if they're true, then we control the way that we behave. I'll interpret that you don't like me, but I'll control the way that I behave around you. See the difference? I'm making this interpretation, but I'm controlling my behavior. I think you don't like me, you're not good for me, but I'm not acting like it. I'm controlling my behavior. So he says that's pitting one level of your mind against another level of your mind. That's what attacks the oneness in your mind, is that you are analyzing and thinking one way and behaving opposite to the way you really feel inside. Your conflict is coming from behaving opposite from the way you really feel inside. Your conflict is coming from behaving opposite to the way you feel inside based on the way you have analyzed everything. First I make faulty interpretations, and then I act like I don't even have them. You know, I made this interpretation that you don't like me, faulty interpretation. Really what happened this morning, you just got the news you lost your best friend in an accident. But they couldn't possibly, it couldn't be all about them, because everything is, you know. So they've interpreted that somehow you acting funny with them, so they're going to treat you like you acting funny with them, right? Or better yet, they're going to feel like you don't like them, and they're going to behave like they don't know that. And so the Course says, whenever you behave opposite to the way that you are really honestly thinking, that you're pitting one level of your mind against another. And that's where conflict comes from. Now, if you want to get out of that dilemma, there's just one interpretation of motivation that makes any sense. Okay, I got to interpret, I got to judge, I can't help it, I die if I don't. You take away my judgment, I kill myself. So give me an interpretation, give me a judgment. He said there's one interpretation of motivation that makes any sense, just one. And because it's the Holy Spirit's judgment, because it's the judgment that comes from your higher self, this interpretation requires no effort on your part. here it is. This requires no effort on your part. This requires no effort at all on your part. So don't get ready to do nothing, okay? It just said right here.